Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven. 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage. Nick Valvano. That was pretty good, man.
Thank you.
That was a good one. That was a good choice.
Right. You just want to be strutting.
That was good vibes, man. That was good vibes. A lot to get to, man. We're gonna go back over. We're still talking about Coach Pat Kelsey. Just, man, yesterday was... I can't overstress how good yesterday felt. I mean, between just going to the press conference and kind of just the togetherness of the people there and him being there. And I said it before, man, it was almost like him not being a name that ever could catch a groundswell almost benefited him. Because I think once we started to learn about him, it was, we all learned about him together and he was already the coach. And it was like, oh, wow, no, this is a great choice. And then for him to just, and we'll get into a little more of the details. I mean, some of the things he said yesterday. And then, you know, you get the press conference, you know, you get the post game little, and they had a post press conference little party that they had, which was awesome, they say. And then, you know, last night, even him just jumping in the Twitter space with Diener and just talking to fans, man. There was one.
He gets it, man.
It got weird for a minute.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, it got weird, Nick.
I found out about the Twitter space.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Yeah.
And I just hear people saying Nick was weird. And I was
no,
just
it
like,
wasn't you.
I was like, it wasn't me, guys.
It got weird.
Somebody named Nick was trying to sell something. What happened?
It got.
Please clarify.
Okay, people that don't know me know I am. I have the worst secondhand embarrassment. I can't take it, man. Yeah, I get cringy, and I literally, like, will have to leave a room sometimes.
Oh, I can't handle it. No, I feel it.
Some people get it, and it's like, oh, you know, they can. I can't take it. Like, I can't watch it happen. So, like, it was, okay. You're talking to Coach Kelsey, right?
Right.
Which is cool.
Now, how is Diener doing this? He's hosting Kelsey. Yeah. He's almost acting like a moderator, right?
Oh, yeah. He brought Coach Kelsey on as a co-host. I did see Zach Greenwell. He's jumping in there. He's like, hey, that's ID here. Got to watch my guy.
Keeping an eye on things.
I feel you, Zach. And Zach's amazing. Like, I think you'll get to see more of how good Zach is with this administration too, you know, not doing it, just the way the utilization will be a little different, I think. And he's amazing at what he does, but he was in there. So I'm like, oh, okay. When I saw him jumping there, I was like, I bet Coach Kelsey's jumping in here, you know? So then boom, there comes Coach Kelsey. He brings him up as a co-host. Diener talks to him for a few minutes. And then Diener's like, you know, hey man, we're going to bring about five fans up here and let them, some of the day oneers. It was like Boombox Mike, Gary the Redbird, you know, Birdhead Ryan, you know, people. Oh. It was just like, okay, you know,
first ballot All Americans in terms of fandom.
So then there's this guy. He seems like a good dude. I mean, nothing wrong with him. Seems like a great dude. He's been talking, and I think his name was Nick. He's been talking to Diener on the spaces. You know, it seems like a really good dude. You know, like so. I mean, I'm not like saying nothing about him, but he got so cringy.
That's what
it got bad.
I saw like the comments on the thing, and I was like, "Who is this? Is this?"
Like, it got bad. I was like, "So, I mean, like at one point he's like asking him if he needed a realtor."
Hey, shoot your shot. But yeah,
like, you know, and he's like telling him about, you know, the numbers, and it's like at one point he's like, you know, well, there's so many thousands of people in this city, and then this city has so many thousand, and we have this, and we're, and it was kind of like,
yeah.
You want everybody, and then so I'm like, maybe it's just me. So I get off on Twitter, I pulled the space down, and I'm listening, and I see like Mike Rutherford, and I think Ennis, and like a few people were like, everybody was kind of like, this is cringy.
Just nails on a chalkboard. Just, oh God.
And we're all like, oh, what's happening here? But
what if he took him as his realtor there? I mean, then it's shoot your shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great example of shoot or shoot.
Absolutely, man. But all jokes aside, it was a really cool space. And Coach Kelsey really got to, you know, he got to hear from some fans and he learned about some things and he was asking about Thunder and was asking about, you know, he was getting Oaks advice and it was cool, man. It was really cool to have him willing to jump in there at 10 o'clock at night. And I mean, gosh, I can only imagine what the last 24 hours has been like for him. If for him to jump in there with us and take a minute, you know, to come in here and say, you know, just to say what's up was very cool. So we really appreciated that. But yeah, man, it was a great day. It was a great day. Everybody was on the same page. Let me see. That's when Rutherford tweeted, let's not scare this guy away now. No. So last night, apparently he mentioned it. So I guess it's okay to say they had went out to, I think it was Valare, and I guess for dinner. And when the coach or when Coach Kelsey come in, there was like a full Cards chant broke out. It was like, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, we're not talking like Valare is not like, you know, not a dollar menu, you know, there. So you're talking, man, people were out to eat and these are, you know, and they're enjoying themselves. And listen, I'm not saying, yeah, usually most people don't go to Valare on a, you know, on a Thursday evening. So if you do, you know, you're probably doing fairly well for yourself. But, you know, it was a full Cards chant starts breaking out while he's there, you know, when he comes in to eat. And it was like, man, that's cool. That's really cool. So the dinner, they had a dinner last
Valare
night. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. I was like, it's a different crowd. It's not like, oh, okay, they walked into a sports bar and everybody went crazy. I'm like, you're out to eat at Valare on a Thursday night. You're probably like, it don't mean you're rich, but you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, I would imagine. One of those $3 signs places. Yeah.
Like, you know, hey,
it's
cool.
A nice spot, right.
But yeah, it was that was pretty cool. Somebody said he puts the lotion on.
I was on the phone for 2 minutes. Where did that come
from? Well, I think they were talking about the space.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
Want to give a shout out, by the way, to our friends at Bubba's 33.
Yeah.
Swinging by. They drove by the window.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah. Let's go.
So shout out Bubba's 33.
Bubba's
there you go.
33.
Clarksville.
Clarksville.
Some pizza, wings, burgers, beers, cocktails.
Let's go.
There you go.
Bubba's 33.
Thanks for swinging by. There you go. Gratuitous shout out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out for sure. So anyways, kind of getting to all that. It was, I don't know, man. I mean, you haven't got to speak a lot on it. I mean, how did you get to kind of take it? You didn't make it over to the press conference, right?
No, I was here. Okay. I was cutting the press conference.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of sound, but
okay. It was just such good energy over there, man.
I was enamored like everybody. Like, he got right to the line of, I feel like, excited without it coming off as fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think he absolutely nailed it. Like, if you got much more energized, people were going to be like, all right, this is, you know, too much.
Absolutely.
He got right to, like, the limit of, it was perfect. And I'm not taking shots at KP. I thought what he said about KP was classy as hell. That was just one of a million home runs that took place during the presser. But I just, to go from the energy we had to that, and also, like you said, the fact that he was kind of flew under the radar. Everyone kind of found out about him after the fact. I think it made it amplified everything so it was that much louder.
Yes.
But again, even with all that, it never became too much. Like Zach McCrite even said, Pops tweeted, he was like, home run, correct? And everyone was saying, yeah, absolutely. Zach McCrite said the only thing he took issue with was he said that Kentucky was the best bastion for high school basketball, being that he's a Hoosier, you know, some kind of fun. And that was the only was the only time I kind of was like, well, New York's got pretty good high school basketball too. But yeah, I get what he was saying.
Sure.
But I mean, he absolutely, I loved all the quotes. Yeah. I loved all the stories. He made it seem like he was very much a guy of the people, a family guy. Didn't beat you over the head with really anything. It was that was a masterclass in an opening press conference.
I thought so too, man. I mean, and just to see him, and little things that people don't look over here. You know, when he says things like, I've worked my whole life to get this job. Like, that's the type of stuff, like, Louisville fans pick up on that type of stuff.
Right.
And it's like, okay, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that you're like, you know, this is, I mean, when he says, hey, no, this is the pinnacle, man. Like, this is where you want to be. You know, and when he says
God's
things
house.
Like, yeah, God's house, which is a fantastic story. I mean, that was awesome. That was just amazing.
But like, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, but like Maben said, and like I said, none of it beats you over the head.
No.
Like, he, Maben made mention that, do we want someone that's completely starry-eyed? No, we want somebody that we think can handle this job.
But we want somebody that, yeah, you're good if you need to grab that, man.
But you need a balance.
Yeah, you want somebody that respects the job.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they don't feel as though they're over their head. And that's what, and I agree with what Nick's saying there. And that's kind of the vibe I got from Coach Kelsey yesterday. It felt like he respected the job. It felt like, I mean, when he made the comment about, I get to walk the same sidelines as Denny Crum, and I get to walk the same sidelines as Rick Pitino. Like, it felt like he respected the job.
Right.
But it didn't feel like it was too big for him.
Exactly.
And that's what I wanted to hear.
Exactly.
You know, that. Now, I will say, I know Maben gets cringy when I say this, but dig it. Like I said, I'm not going to give away here what all he said and stuff, but he was impressed when he was in the practice facility, particularly with his office. It's like, it's my office. Oh, my God. But, yeah, it was that was fun to watch. So, I like the gawking, so I got my pound of flesh before, you know, like, get to kind of see him just like, oh, you know, and then I was like, okay, but
it was balanced in the presser. Yeah, it was enough of that starry eyed. I'm at the pinnacle. I'm at God's house. I'm here, but enough also that I belong here.
Somebody brought up Tim Sullivan in the, of course, he told Tim Sullivan in the press conference, like, hey, from the Cincinnati Inquirer,
right.
I remember, but. In the space, it was funny. He was like, oh, yeah, no, I remember Tim. He's like, he's a ball of joy. Or a bundle of joy. That's what he said.
Bundle of joy.
Yeah. It was like, that's pretty funny. Okay, we got something in here. Harold. Welcome in to 939, buddy. What's going on?
Excited. Yeah. I think what you just said is literally what I was going to say, right?
Okay.
Like, it's not too big for him. It's not.
Mm.
Like, to come in, pay homage, right? Because it can be intimidating, right? Like, when you think about walking in the halls of giants, you walking in the steps of giants. So there's a skill in acknowledging things and not being afraid of those things that you're acknowledging. Acknowledging our expectations and not being scared of those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really got me. That's what really got me, was that he's not afraid to admit that we have high expectations and we should have high expectations because we are the University of Louisville, because this is a top place to be. And so, you know, he came in there and pumped us up as much as getting the job pumped him up.
Well, Harold, think about this, man. He's got, I mean, as of now, he's got like two guys on the roster. And they ask him, you know, hey, is this thing broken? He's like, no, it's ready. You kidding me?
It's like, ready.
Man, that's a bold answer, you know, and that's what we wanted to hear.
Right. And you want to, here's the thing, right? I don't feel like, you know how you can tell when somebody's faking it, right?
Oh, yeah.
He came off as 100% genuine. And so I feel like he 100% believes what he is telling us and is going to do every single thing in his power to accomplish the one thing he wants to do, which is win. And I will never fault him for that.
Nope.
Now, you know, you start making excuses and whatnot, we're going to have a different conversation.
Sure.
But as long as Pat Kelsey is who he showed us yesterday and continues to just be him, I can live and die with where we go with him. And the only other thing I'm going to say is, he's a real one for showing up in spaces. He's a real one for showing up.
I know.
No, for real.
Yeah?
He's a real one for that. That's real. That's real. And so, you know, I think part of my struggle, I live afar, but you can still connect with folks. You can still, I can live vicariously through people and see what they're doing in the community. And so as long as Pat keeps that same energy and is showing up and being a part of the community, it's going to translate, and he will have the support he needs in good times and in bad times, all because of that. So he's a real one for that.
Yeah. No, Harold, man, appreciate the call, bud. Yeah, he's right too, man. I think everything he said there is spot on, man. It's
absolutely.
That's what people want. I mean, we're a little needy.
A little needy. Also, with the situation as it is,
yeah,
I feel like every fan base is like that, but ours is especially.
Somebody was going to have to finally come along and bring us into a new era.
Yeah.
With basketball. Football, it wasn't really the case. I mean, like, we loved when we were Bobby 1.0 and we were good, but I mean, Bobby 2.0, you got a Heisman. Jeff Brohm was still the perfect hire, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't like we had an emotional thing. I mean, football had never been through anything. We just had some bad seasons. Yeah, of course, you know, we had Satterfield. It was kind of mediocre, and we didn't really connect with him. But it never felt like in football, like, no, man, there's going to have to be a guy that can finally come along and make you feel like you used to about that sport. Now, again, right. I don't mean, like, go back to Patino era, go back to anything like that. But I'm just talking about the sport in general. Because I think a lot of people are like me. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm out on an island on this. You can let me know. In the last couple years, I mean, even before KP, man, there was things where I was like, I just don't know if I'm ever gonna feel the way I used to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, I've gotten so used to not being in the tournament. I'm just kind of like that same again, not because of Rick Pitino. I'm talking about the sport of Louisville basketball. So I'm trying to make sure I come across where I'm not like, oh, you need to go back to that guy. But it was just like, this fan base has needed somebody that would finally go, okay, that's my guy. And now we feel like Louisville basketball again. I think everybody started to feel that yesterday. Again, not the guy, but the sport. And the sport is what I started to worry I wouldn't feel that anymore. Yesterday, I felt it again for the first time.
And I agree with that.
That mattered.
I agree.
That's why I think people are excited today. That's why I think people are going, okay, we're going to tap back into that. You know what I'm saying? And again, I hope I made sense in saying that and not like, oh, it's just, you know, man, we're never going to have Rick Pitino again. You know what I mean? But I think that's also why. And now, don't get me wrong. I think Richard would have killed it here. I still do. I think we did fantastic.
I agree.
But I think that's why so many people jumped onto that, too, because it was like, okay, I'll connect with him. There'll be a connection there, man. And I'll care. And it was like, I don't think I will with any of these other guys because I don't know them. Yesterday, Pat Kelsey made you feel that way.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, this is it. We can do it. Yeah, we can do it. So I didn't listen to that press conference at any point yesterday, and you know how bad. And again, I still think Richard would have done great here.
Yeah.
You know how bad I wanted him here. I didn't listen to that press conference at any point and go, I did not like even think about, man, it could have been somebody else.
Right.
It was like, no. Thank God it wasn't.
Yeah.
This is what we needed.
You know how much I wanted shirts. And I felt the same way.
God, that press conference would have been...
Probably would have been fine too, but anyway. But Kelsey, absolutely, I was enamored from start to finish. There it is, the two fingers in the nose. This is why we need to bring back the video. But no, like,
are we gonna win games?
Oh, I'm joking. He will win wherever he goes. He's a really good coach.
No, I think he will. But
no, your point is.
From the jump, it was almost like why wasn't this guy? Why was he third on the list?
Yeah, I know. Like, we went from being angry at Josh for picking him to, Why didn't you hire this guy from the beginning? What were we looking at? You know, who are we looking at? Scott Drew.
Scott Drew. Scott who?
This was the guy. Yeah, Scotty doesn't know.
No, but like from the jump, I mean, that was we, dude, it's funny you mentioned that. We actually, Brian Hall subbed in for Bullwayne last night. Oh. So it was myself, Pops, Brian Hall, Jeanette, and my mom met us. But we went to Waffle House and we were watching the games on our phone. Yeah. That's where, unfortunately, I found out after the fact that Dina was doing the spaces. But we were playing, somehow organically that came up. Yeah. Scotty doesn't know. We were playing that last night, so it's weird you mentioned that.
Yeah,
that's weird. Yeah, it's weird you mentioned that.
It's like I was there.
Yeah, right. Were you?
Let's get to the phone lines here. Anais, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? I'm feeling excited. Yeah. I can't lie. I'm feeling excited. Well, first, let me start off with this. I remember, like, you know, late in the search, I was like, at this point, we need to start looking at traits. You know, we need to start looking at, you know, the energy, you know, are you a winner? We couldn't really look at the resume because, let's just be honest, there wasn't, like, a lot of guys out there that really had the built-in resume as if we won outside, like, a Scott Drew, maybe a Dusty May. But as far as a program builder, as far as a winner, he's won everywhere he's been. Now, credit, he doesn't have as much March Madness success, but, I mean, he's done it at a smaller school. And when you get in the tournament, let's just be honest, you get matched up with higher seeds, so you're not going to have the better dudes, quote unquote, if that makes sense. You're not going to have the better talent.
Absolutely.
What really got me excited was when he got off that plane and he said, they asked him, what's, you know, your first words to Louisville fans? And he said, we're going to win. We're going to win. It is a storied tradition. This is a storied program. There's banners hanging in the rafters for reasons. Like, that got my juices flowing. Like, that's the type of confidence and the swag talk that I want. You know, I want that. I want that feeling again. There's no reason why the Louisville head coach, head men's basketball coach, should not feel he feel like he cannot win a championship here. He has all the resources now. I feel like it'll work beautifully. His X's and O's, I've dived deep in, you know, to what he does offensively. He kind of reminds me offensively of Nate Oates, the same actions, the same screening, same spacing, which I think, you know, shooting's a very, very premier, you know, thing, you know, especially not even in the NBA, but in college basketball. If you look at, you know, all of the teams right now in March Madness, I mean, they're all like top 30, between 30 and 40 in the nation in shooting. I mean, so shooting is premier. So I think the style will translate for sure. As far as confidence, maybe you guys will agree with me, but he kind of reminds me of Dan Campbell. Just that infectious tenacity, energy. He's going to bring it every day. You know what to expect. You might lose a game, but it's not going to be because of effort. And that was the biggest thing last year. We might lose a few games. And, hey, I'm down with losing a few games. But if we're going to go down swinging and we're losing 82 to 75 in a close game, okay, cool, I can go down with it. But I know he's at least going to try. He's going to put in the effort. Now, of course, it comes down to the wins and losses. But as far as personality, it's a home run hire. Now, what he does on the court come this November, that will be the story to tell. That's all I got, guys.
Sure, man. Great call, buddy. I appreciate it. Tanner in the building. Tanner. OTB.
Little TB. Called him tuberculosis.
TV. Let's get Sean from behind enemy lines in real quick. I know we're coming up on a break. Sean, what's up, my man?
What's going on, Steve? Look, he had me on my couch clapping. There's two things that stood out to me. First, he was, you know, people was talking about rebuilding Louisville. He came out and like, rebuild Louisville? You are Louisville. There's nothing to rebuild. You are what you are. So that came out really clear to me. And then with C.L. Brown talking about how long did he expect to win, and he was like, if you don't expect to win, why are you even putting on your shoes? And I'm like, let's go. Let's go. We got our guy. Let's go do this thing.
Yeah, listen, Sean, I appreciate it, man. Sean, hey, and Sean's been calling here for a while. Sean's in the belly of the beast.
I was
over
about to
there.
Say, he is entrenched.
It didn't hurt my feelings either that they don't like him. Good.
Well, of course. Like
good. Perfect. Let's see. Steve, you know people. When can we expect to start hearing about staff, players? I got to chat with some people yesterday.
Nice.
I don't think they're going to have any problem getting players. Now, I will say this. He has so much to do. But I would be surprised if we don't come back in here Monday and not have some players' names. Like, hey, man.
Like, okay, signed or like
targets?
Oh,
no.
Like,
I don't know about signed. Now, I will say this. The Rain Smith kid, the lefty, the Australian shooter.
Sharpshooter, yeah.
He is following Louisville basketball now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of buzz that he might. Now, we might get a guy like that. I could see a guy like that.
He entered the portal right when.
I could see a guy like that pulling the trigger this weekend.
Right.
And we say, oh, okay, well, that's a piece. But I think you're going to, over the weekend, I think you're going to hear more names of like, okay, Louisville's offering this guy. They're trying to get this guy in for a visit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's going to start coming pretty quickly. And then, like I said, I think you're going to get a nice 502 circle announcement on Monday morning to be expecting. And they're going to do some things, and they're going to recruit internationally. And I know the 502 circle has already been working internationally, specifically in France and Germany. So, and I wouldn't be shocked to see some international. Now, again, I don't need a team full of international players, but I do think we'll have a couple international guys on a year-to-year basis at this point. It's going to be a college system. That's the thing. I'm not saying he won't get big-name guys. Hey, man, like I said, Tyron Stokes is a top five guy from Louisville. You know, I think you'll be in the running for him. I don't know if you'll get him, but you'll be in the running for him. I think Gilbert Arenas' son, I mean, the sister's going to be here. And I mean, there's a lot there. Caden Magwood. I think you'll get big-time players. But I'm just saying it'll probably look a little more UConn-ish. Where UConn, you have, what, some international guys, some transfer portal guys. You got Stephen Castle, who's a perennial five-star freshman. There's only one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the rest, it's kind of like, that's kind of how I think Louisville's makeup will be. I might be wrong. Pat Kelsey may just go out and just load up on talent, for all I know. But just listening to him, it feels like that will be more the makeup of the team. Now, Louisville fans love that. So I'm not worried about that. You know what I mean?
No, like you said.
Give me a stud or two, freshman stud or two, and then, you know, fill it up with, you know, okay, we got the international big man and the grad transfer point guard, you know.
Well, you broke it down. I think it was hour one, or maybe it was earlier this hour, but you talked about the type of teams that Louisville fans, they like to have teams of college basketball players.
Absolutely.
And I definitely think. Now, he did mention a few times, like, recruiting and freshmen. So I wonder, if I remember in the press conference, I wonder how, because I totally could see it shaping up like that, but I wonder how much of an onus on traditional recruiting, like high school players.
I think it will.
I wonder how much there's going to be in that.
He sounded like he wants to build a foundation off that, which I like.
Right.
Because you do need a foundation, but if you're going to build a foundation, what's that mean? Probably not recruiting a bunch of guys that are going to come in here and go to the NBA in 1 year.
A good point.
Which means you're probably not getting a bunch of necessarily top five guys.
Right.
You know, so.
Good point.
That's kind of, I could be right. And I don't mean this to scare people off. You guys know, man, if I thought it was going to be bad, I'd be like, oh God, I think it's going to be bad. I'm just saying, like, it's a different mindset. I think you're getting back to what we like.
Yeah.
In a team.
The three-year players here.
Yeah, right. or the older transfers. Like, you might have one-year guys, but it might be transfers. They might be. But, I mean, a Rick Pitino team, it was like, okay, we've got the international center.
Right.
Like that. You know, we've got the older point guard that's, you know, he was a four-star, but he's here and he's fighting, you know.
Right. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
And
right.
Then we got the blue chipper.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's kind of what I think we'll
get back to. Collection of, and I like that. And
I do, too.
Just like I feel like a lot of Louisville fans
do. Oh, absolutely.
Do.
I think they'll love it. You want to clean these out really quick,
yeah,
and then we'll
yeah,
get our
absolutely.
Break, and then we'll get back on schedule. Chris, welcome in, buddy. What's going on?
What's going on, Steve? Nick? Hey, happy Good Friday to you all.
Yeah, same, man.
Same.
Nick, do you celebrate Good Friday?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I didn't know. Well, yes, no, I didn't know if Nick did. I was just making sure. Yeah, we're good.
I did the whole lead thing.
We'll have some fish later on. So, hey, just real quick, I was talking to Nick. Hey, big, huge U of L fan. Don't want to be Debbie Downer at all today.
Sure.
The press conference, he killed it. Like I was telling Nick, you know, my thing is now, and a lot of people said it beforehand, before they actually knew, you know, listened to the guy and kind of followed him. hey, you got to do it on the court now, right here.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, to me, I think it's a total different concept. Even though he did, you know, he was at Wake Forest and, you know, the big school. But he was, like he said, one of his big sayings was, you know, 6 inches across from me, you know, you got all the answers. But, you know, when you're sitting in this seat, you got to, you know, get the right answer to your players and do everybody, all the assistant coaches know it. But, you know, with him, you know, my question to you, Steve, kind of a little bit, or what your thoughts are about this is, you know, with them winning the press conference, which he did, you know, I called all my buddies and I was ready to play basketball again too.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, how do you, I mean, in just your mind, and it's going to, you know, it depends on the players, and I love his philosophy and all that stuff. Just what do you think about, you know, come November when we're sitting, we're having, are we still amped? And I know it's going to take a little bit, but like everybody says now, you know, you don't have years to play, get your teams together. It's like we need to be somewhere come February next year, like, okay, we're going to be a 3-4 seed. You know, I don't know if you were thinking about that, that it's going to be that fast, but I am. That's the way I look at it. One of my things is I was telling myself, this is Louisville basketball. This isn't anything else. You know, there's a couple of blue bloods. They're like, but this is Louisville. You don't come here and go like, well, if you can win it. No, we're going to get players. He's going to get players. I think he's going to succeed. But the thing, I guess I'm answering my own question, really. I mean, do you feel the same way? You know, he's definitely got to prove something come November, man. I know I kind of rambled.
No, you're not.
I'm just amped, dude. I'm amped.
Listen.
I appreciate it, guys.
For sure, Chris. No, man. I don't know that I'm necessarily going full 3 or 4 seed yet, because it is April 1st, and he essentially has no roster.
Right.
So I don't know that we'll see the best. I think he's going to be able to put together a good roster, and he's going to have money behind him. I absolutely think we can go compete for an NCAA tournament spot next year. I'm not saying that, okay? But what I'm saying is if he goes and puts together a good roster this year, and then we see, man, he got a couple 25 commits already, and, you know, he's got a 4-star, and he got the number 25 player in the country. Like, okay. And he recruited well, and we'll believe.
Right.
And that will be what matters. It'll be like, okay, we were on the bubble. We just made it in, or we didn't. Or heck, maybe we are a 7 seed, 6 seed. Right. I don't know. I
maybe mean, we're St. John's, in Indiana State, right on the cusp.
Yeah, maybe we're one of them, or maybe we are Clemson, you know, and we're a 6 seed, and it's like, oh man, we got a shot. You know, I don't know. But wherever we fall there, I think between him, I think we are. I mean, even in the Pastors team, I do think, like, if that first year, if you had been solid, like an NIT team, people would have been like, well, dude, I mean, really kind of, yeah, the black cloud, you kind of, like, Louisville fans aren't.
Oh, yeah.
I do think Louisville fans have kind of got boxed in this thing where people think, oh, we got to win right now. And that's how Louisville fans are. Well, it's not. We understand the situations. We would have understood that. Like, we would have been like, man, he's in a black cloud. You didn't get the job till April. Like,
but as long as there's
on.
Progress, a, yeah, yeah. a progression and a product and, yes. and a plan.
Yes.
A lot of P's there, but you know what I'm saying.
And he talked about it. I mean, and I think he wants to have a roster put together. And I think that's one of the big reasons he's bringing majority of his staff with him.
Right.
Makes sense. Hey, man, I really don't have time to not bring my staff. We want to win. We want to win right now. So I just need to, hey guys, let's pick it up and let's go. And that, I was kind of against that.
Really?
Well, I was against the copy and paste of the staff. I was kind of like, I think you got to upgrade the staff. But listening to him yesterday.
Yeah, he spoke so highly of it. That's why, yeah.
I feel him. I'm like, okay, I feel you. Like, you know, like, okay, when you hear it and it's like, no, I need to win now. These guys know what I'm looking for. They know what I want to do. They know it. So I can unleash them right now. If not, I got to go interview. Okay, what's this guy like? Okay, this is what we like. Okay, well, you go do this. That's why I'm like, okay, I feel it. Yeah. Now, I do think it's important that he brings a few guys in, and he said that's what he wants to do.
Right.
You know, Coach Leaves would be awesome.
We got one right here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. But like
Coach,
you know,
Kells, Coach Leaves.
Yeah, right.
I'll let you guys get to know each other.
Jess, let's get Jess in here real quick. Jess, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Thank you for taking my call, man. What's up?
This is it, man. Just a wild week.
I hear you, man. Look, first of all, man, I want to say that I love Kenny Payne, man. And I've been hearing some dissing on him. I just didn't think he was a head coach. He just just didn't have the demeanor to get out there and get fiery with the kids, you know, in my opinion. But so anyways, you were talking about, when to hire a coach, or, why did we get Kelce before, a long time ago or whatever. But it's kind of like Jeff Brohm and the football program, I'm sure he could have had this job way before, but you don't pick the tomatoes before they're ripe. And he knew that. He's built his time in other places to build himself up to come to the program. And I think maybe this Kelce guy might be the right hire here. I'm excited again about it. And, we live in a today culture where everybody wants to win right now, like you said, but we got to be patient. Give the man a chance. Let's see what he can do. I'm excited, and that's all I had to say.
Absolutely. Jess, appreciate the call. All right, let's get on schedule. We've went a little late. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up, and we'll go from there. Midday's Mark Smaven, 939 DeVille.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to the...
analogy to what just happened. Nick said, Nick played this song and he said that was labeled as March Madness theme. That was not March Madness theme.
No, it was the liner. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, I thought you meant the music. No. I was like, oh, that's perfect, because I was going to say, you know what? But that's what we needed. That was Coach Kelce.
Yes, you know what? Yes.
It's not what we thought, but it's what we needed.
Well said.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the line from Batman? Not the hero
we want,
but the hero we do.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's what it is. I saw a lot of that little meme going around too. It was like, yeah, it's all good. Cool. Got to see Josh Hurd yesterday. Got to tell him. He got the old, I'm stupid, you're smart. I'm an idiot, you're not. Speech for me. So I was like, yeah, no. Listen, he did a great job. I mean, there's still aspects of the search I think you can say I don't know, but regardless, it feels like it come out the way we needed it to. So that's awesome. All right, this is gonna be a perfect way to end the week. Yeah, Dr. Ted, welcome in, man. What's going on?
What's going on?
I'm sorry, Betty Johnson Chad.
Hold up. But hey, man, listen to the press conference when I got home on a replay.
Yeah,
I'm pretty jacked, pretty excited, and then to get some better news that BHH might be coming back. I'm looking forward to Caleb Glenn. Hopefully he'll come back. you know, I heard there's a chance Sky Clark might come back. So if those three come back, man, and with the two College of Charleston guys possibly coming in, they'll be a nice core. So I'm looking forward to this offseason, see what he can do. But man, go Cards, and come on, Nick, can't miss this sultry tone up.
That's a good point. I'm sorry, Betty Johnson, Chad. That's on me.
Oh, that's right, good.
Have a good one. Go Cards, guys.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you, man. Yeah, absolutely. Betty Johnson, Chad. He's like, I was like, oh my God, he's gonna get so canceled.
So did I. I was like, what is happening?
What's
right
he
now?
Doing?
I was like, is this from a movie? Was like, I don't know.
Anyways, man. Yeah, hey, everybody's happy, man, and everybody seems excited, and that is, it just feels good to be back together. And I think that's where we're at. I think it's where we're at right now. It's gonna be a great summer, man.
It is.
We got TBT.
What's the first thing he needs to do now? Because, I mean, we're definitely in a honeymoon phase, but as we get out of here, what's the first thing that you want to see him accomplish?
Well,
all right, we're on schedule now. Because, I mean, he can do no wrong right now. But,
of course. Yeah, no, I think is what he said yesterday. I should be hitting the portal right. I know it's not Dr. Ted, guys. I was joking. You missed the joke. Somebody might not have been listening earlier.
Basically, mistook Dr. Ted for Betty Johnson Chad.
Yeah, Dr. Ted called earlier. Nick had him down as Betty Johnson Chad.
I swear is what I heard. I'm so sorry, Dr. Ted. Should be able to recognize
that's
that.
That's our
voice.
Guy, man. Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
But I both swear. Of them are. I was like, Betty Johnson Chad. Okay.
Somebody said Louisville Live. They want Louisville Live back.
That'd be cool.
I definitely think we'll see something like that. But no, seriously, he said it yesterday. So right now, it's not that I'm necessarily he has to do it. Because I assume he is. I mean, he said, I've got to get to work. I've got to hit the portal right now. So I think immediately that's player acquisition. That's what people want to see. You know what I'm saying? Give me guys. And when I hear the guy's name, when you take the guy from UNCG, I want to be able to look at UNCG, pull the guy's highlights up and go, that guy can play.
Yeah, that guy
can play. You know, I think that's what the next week will be.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I think when it comes to staff, people just kind of trust him.
You know, unlike with Kenny Payne, where he's building it from scratch, he's got a staff already.
Right. So it's like, okay. I mean, I think there would be some excitement, you know, if he added Coach Lieberman or something like that.
Yeah, man.
You know, but yeah, it's like, I think people trust it.
So, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Hey, man. Sandwich. Happy Good Friday, everybody.
Absolutely. Happy Good Friday, everybody. Have a great Easter. And enjoy it, man. We'll be back here Monday. Midday's Mark's Maven. Steve Rummage, Nikki V, 93.9 DeVille.
People don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Does tax time stress you out? Are you filing online but not sure if you're getting the maximum deduction? Well, Truth Tax and Accounting is here to help make tax time stress-free. We offer individual and business tax filing. You can come in office or file completely online. At Truth Tax, we understand time is money and make filing quick and easy. Visit www.truthtaxes.com or to book your appointment, call or text us at 502-264-8863.